Drive Time 91.3. Always on the cutting edge.
Welcome back to the show. Android app, Dark Side of the Moon for sure. Yesterday marked the 34th commemoration of the launch of the United Democratic Front in Mitchell's Plain. It can't be 34 years. And while it was a day of remembrance, struggle songs and speeches, once the nostalgia was over, it was back to reality, the country's current socio-political climate. Former SA ambassador to the US and ANC veteran Ibrahim Rasool was one of the guest speakers at the event, and he now joins us online. Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to you and your listener, Shafiq.
Now, this must have been an interesting scenario. I can't believe it's 34 years, but it must have been a commemoration of memory. But as the reports are saying and people who attended, they're saying it was like two-pronged. The first one was nostalgia. The second one was looking into the future.
Look, I think that whenever there's a crisis, whether it is in the Ummah, whether it is in South Africa, whether it is in a family, whether it's in a nation, whenever there's a crisis, there are two responses. The one is nostalgic, you want the good old days, but the other one is necessarily strategic. How do we get to the ideals of the good old days? And I think that yesterday's UTF celebration was a balance between calling the promises, the ideals, the values, the motivation and the inspiration that made generations to come fearless in fight against apartheid. Non-racial in embracing people who are different. Multicultural in that we marched with those people of other faiths and no faith. It was saying, how did we lose that sense of unity? How did we lose that sense of idealism? How did we lose the ethical and moral imperatives that drove it?
Right, are you still with us?
To all of those things.
All right, okay, you just broke up for a second there. Now, looking at everything that you've said, one thing that's interesting looking at the pictures that there were obviously members of the audience who weren't around 34 years ago. Do you think an important part of the discourse is that as much as you are in a sense preaching to the choir, one is also bringing younger people on board to try and understand what's going on in the country?
I think that the younger people who were there were given a chance to speak to us and to say, how did you abandon those very ideals and things that brought us freedom, and how do we get back to it? That in a sense, we are the born frees, as one person said. We are the born frees, and you have let us down. And I think that the response to that was, we know what we said to you 34 years ago, we know what the promise was, and we are now saying there is a way to get back. And then the conversation started with those who you describe as the choir, those who were around 34 years ago, those who have been in the political struggle and in the structures, in the transition and in the first generations of governance. We were then saying to them, you have one very important task lying ahead, and the first hurdle comes up in December, and in December we've got to make sure that we clean up inside the ANC so that we can again invite with confidence and integrity those who are outside the ANC, because I know that I have invited many people to join the UDF, the Call of Islam, the political struggle, the ANC, to vote for the ANC and to support the ANC government in the Western Cape, but I can't face those people unless I show them that I am committed to a clean government, a new president, and a way in which morality and ethics return to this country. And that's the balance that we were trying to establish yesterday.
Were the young people responsive to the response that you've just enunciated to us on air? Because I wouldn't have to tell you that there's a lot of disquiet amongst young people, particularly young people who are becoming interested in politics.
I must say, if I must judge the response of young people by the requests for selfies, for photographs, and people who came up to me and said, this was a clear message today. Even older comrades who came and said, we are going back to our branch because we want to get the right delegates to go to the ANC's national conference to vote the president out and to get someone qualitatively better. I think that if one were to take all of that into consideration, I think those who were there had some hope. I even had SMSs and WhatsApp messages on my phone from those who watched the broadcast on ENCA. So I think that it has found some resonance, and the overall message, whether from Popo Molefi or Tony Ehrenreich, Derek Hanekom and others, I think people have a sense that there is a group of people who are committed to doing that. So I'm hoping that we can take the political enthusiasm and turn it into action, because it's the absence of action that will ensure that the situation does not change for the better.
Do you think, in the sense of looking at the glass being half full, is that it's 2017, it's not 1977, it's not 1987, that this time round, alhamdulillah, we've got all the tools to change things if we want to. People are not going to be shooting at us in the streets if we want a new leadership.
I think, Shafiq, you make a very, very important point. The difficulty we're facing is that we are no longer dealing with an illegitimate government as we were dealing at the time of the launch of the UDF. We are not dealing with a brutal, repressive government that will shoot us in the road and detain us without trial and force us into exile as they did in the 1980s. I think we have a qualitatively different period. So what we are calling on people to do is not to give up their lives or their freedom any longer. We are simply asked to make a simple action. Those who are members of the African National Congress have the first responsibility between April and December. You've got to go to your branches. You've got to make sure that you send the right delegate to go to the national conference, and you've got to say to your delegates, make sure that you don't vote for this one and that you vote for this one. That's the first principle of democracy. It starts within a party like the ANC. And then the second one is to ensure that we carry that momentum forward to the 2019 general election, when the whole of the population participates. And depending on how successful we may have been in December 2017, we can then with confidence call on people to give us their votes again. But I think that we were leaders, former leaders, premiers, and all of those kind of things. We know that we first have to show good faith so that others can believe us and that the fight is on.
Do you think, in a sense, that as South Africans who care about South Africa in the genuine sense, not in the obstructive sense, could have fallen asleep a little bit? Maybe did we get too complacent about our moral high ground and we let things slip?
I think that we certainly have suffered from complacency, and we may sometimes even have suffered from too much comfort. We believed that there will always be a Nelson Mandela to lead us, and now we have woken up. I think that we have sometimes understood that things were permanent, that nothing can take it back. Now I think we have had a rude awakening. And so this is, in a sense, very, very good. You know, I've been calling to mind a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam more recently, when Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when Allah wants to be good to people, Allah first tests them. And I think we're going through a test. This test is whether we will wake up from our complacency and from our comfort in order to make sure that this is an experiment that we always have to work on. And as I told the Scottish Kloof Khatam Jamaat yesterday, that we also as Muslims are the envy of the Ummah from all over the world, where there is trouble and there is war and there is Islamophobia and there is occupation. They look to us here. And so we, least of all as Muslims, can afford to fall asleep and to be complacent.
A final comment, just to tag on to what you're saying. Do you think that South African Muslims who are listening to us right now really need to sit back and actually appreciate our situation and become more proactive in the civic sense? I'm not saying that anybody must go to a political party, but at least be more active in the civic sense in public spaces in terms of making a life, to borrow one of your phrases when you were a premier, a life better for all.
No, I think that is what we should be doing, but I don't also think that we should neglect the idea of going into political parties. We are not seeing the next generation of MPs coming forward, the next generation of ministers and councillors and mayors and so forth coming forward. And so we need to continue investing. Alhamdulillah, our children have the opportunity to become whatever they want, from accountants to doctors to lawyers to engineers to scientists, whatever they want to be. But if we neglect the political space, if we neglect the civil space, if we neglect the community space, no one will make sure that every generation from now onwards will have those opportunities. And therefore, I think, like, just like families make decisions, we'd say, activists, so that hulle kan beklei vir freedom vir die anders om te wees wat hulle wil wees.
Indeed. Ibrahim Rasool, ANC veteran, former ambassador to the US, talking to us about the 34th commemoration of the launch of the UDF and looking to the future. Thanks a lot.
All the best, inshallah.
Drive Time 91.3. Always on the cutting edge.